Hi everyone, this is the March 21st Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Thanks so much for listening. This is a special two-part podcast for today, because earlier today to be exact, was the Divine debut grand opening of the Enchanted Studio here at my place in Bronx, New York, and it was also the Free Spirit Gathering. So I used my digital recorder to tape the event in its entirety with very little editing, and there was also a video camera, shall I say. There's video also about today's occasion. The video won't be ready for a while yet because there will require some editing for that. Or shall I say, some editing is required for the video. But the audio version you're going to hear in two parts. The first part is my introduction to the participants who came out today on this very fine spring Sunday afternoon. Then everyone introduced each other, or at least there were introductions from the participants to one another. Discussions regarding spring being here, thank goodness. The vernal equinox was yesterday. Then I conducted a meditation, a guided meditation, based on the shedding of the old coat, meaning winter or past behaviors, the old clothes, and trying on something that really fits with one's transition from the old paradigm into a new reality. Then at the end of part one, after the meditation, and we talked about that today, Maggie the cat made her presence known. And I am not talking about meowing, which you will hear at the very end of part one of this podcast. Part two of this podcast is a little bit more discussion, and then I give free mini intuitive readings to the participants, not using any tools, just natural, raw clairvoyance. And then some discussion thereafter, and that's it. It's a two-part podcast based on today's event, the Free Psychic Spirit Gathering here at the grand opening of the Enchanted Studio. And I've had a very busy weekend, not just because of today. Yesterday I gave readings at the ARE of New York Psychic Fair, and that too was a very festive, fun, and busy day. And considering I have to report to work in the morning, I should try to get some sleep because I had a very hectic weekend. But, well, you know, I'm okay. A couple of things I do want to mention on this podcast before I slip in the recording from today's event. Just to recap my plans for this month into April. Next weekend, or shall I say, well, it's this coming weekend now, but yeah, well, this coming weekend is the New York New Life Expo taking place at the Hotel New Yorker from March 26th to the 28th in New York City. I'll be there on Saturday the 27th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., booth 261, Best American Psychics. Best American Psychics, this organization is growing and growing and growing, growing, growing by leaps and bounds. There are more members joining Best American Psychics all the time. So they have a new, or shall I say, an updated roster of current members who will be giving readings this coming weekend at the New York New Life Expo at the Hotel New Yorker, 34th Street and 8th Avenue. And once again, I'll be there on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you wish, If you're planning to come out to this event and would like to have a reading with me, you can reserve time in advance if you so choose by going to bestamericanpsychics.com and reserve to have a reading with me in advance, because I have a feeling I'm going to be extremely busy giving a lot of readings in such a short period of time on Saturday the 27th. So if you're planning to come out, would like to meet me in person, and would like to get an intuitive reading, I suggest that you book time with me in advance by going to bestamericanpsychics.com. And like I said, the organization is growing by leaps and bounds, and more members are being added to Best American Psychics all the time. And they have a great array of talented readers on hand at the New York New Life Expo. And it will be tremendous if you can come by, not only to meet yours truly, but some of the other great psychics as well. Allison Hayes, The Rock Girl, Michelle White Dove, my friend Simon Malt, among many others. Okay. On April 11th, here at the Enchanted Studio and via Skype, yes, via Skype, is the workshop Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History. If you've been feeling stuck lately, stuck in a rut, you go 2 steps forward but 80 steps back, and you're just trying to find a way to move forward in your life, being able to get some clarity, some deeper understanding, insights into old behaviors or even current behaviors or patterns that have been holding you back, I definitely recommend that you attend this workshop. It's being given here at the Enchanted Studio as well as Skype, using the Skype cam. So for more information about that, you can go to northnyclightworkers.net for more information on the workshop Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History. That's on April 11th, which is on a Sunday, from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And lastly, for events, is the next Spirit Gathering coming up on Sunday, April 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Same place here at the Agenda Studio. You must RSVP because of limited seating. And I've already had at least, let me put it to you this way. We had about 6 people here today, including myself. So 5 out of, all 6 of us plan on being here the next time. So, and like I said, there's limited seating, and if you're interested in coming out, you need to RSVP as soon as possible, because if I need to get more chairs, I need to get more chairs before the 18th. You can RSVP by calling 917-686-7192, or you can send an email to northnyclightworkers@gmail.com to RSVP, putting yourself down for the next free gathering on Sunday, April 18th, here at the Enchanted Studio from 3 to 6 p.m. Whew, I've done a lot of talking for the last 48 hours, so I am going to stop here. I'm going to slip in the recording from today's Spirit Gathering, the divine debut of the Enchanted Studio. Next podcast should be around the beginning of April or thereabouts, so I'll connect with you then, and this is a two-part podcast. So, happy vernal equinox to all of you. Happy spring here to those in the northern hemisphere. To those in the southern hemisphere, happy autumn for you. Autumnal equinox for you guys. And until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.
We're live. I gotta get into the camera shot. Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the divine debut, as Robert put it so lovely, of the Enchanted Studio here in the Bronx. And I am very happy that you took time out of this very gorgeous spring Sunday afternoon to be present here today. So your presence really means a lot, not just for my sake, or for the sake of the Enchanted Studio, but this is a time for us to all come together as workers of light, as spiritual beings, having all of these human experiences, but knowing that we're all going through this process of change and transitioning. So what would be more effective is if that we're coming together collectively with our energies to boost and elevate this vibration of eternal peace, of divine love, of joy, of prosperity, of abundance, all across the board. And I am recording this in two ways, one by audio, as I mentioned, for my podcast, and one for video. So when I get all of that done and uploaded, I'll be more than happy to show you the link where you can see yourself live or hear yourself on the podcast one way or another. So as Robert has said, I too have been looking forward to this get-together for a long time. And there's a little history behind this. I should have put my hands in my pockets, not when you're speaking. There's a little history behind this studio, or how it came to be. For those who may know or may not know, I'll just repeat it. About a month or so ago, I was apartment hunting, and I really liked this area. In fact, I lived not too far away on the other side of the parkway. Briggs Avenue, Marie, do you know where that is? Okay, I lived on 201st. Between Valentine and Briggs. So it was time for me to get my own place. And I said, okay, I want to stay here and keep searching. So I looked at another place on Briggs, then kept looking around, and then this place came up. And I didn't like it initially when I first came here because I saw this building and I said, ugh, it's dirty. The floors are dirty. But I said, no, that's just the exterior. Let's get inside, go into the apartment, take a look. So one Friday, Thursday morning, I came by here to look at the apartment and walked in. The gentleman who was there was going to show it to me, walked in, and I said, oh, this is cute kitchen. You know, not a full kitchen, but at least it has all the amenities of a kitchen, so this is good. Yeah, nice space. And I turned around and I looked towards my right and I said, oh, there's a door. Closet, perhaps, maybe? I opened a door. It's another room because the building owner had told me this is a studio, so I was not expecting this back room. I thought this was a closet, and so I opened the door. This is a very big closet. So I said, you know what, I'm taking this, and plus the kitchen is new and the bathroom is new, so you know I'm taking this. And I was able to negotiate the rent, so it worked out in my favor. And I said, you know what, I really don't have that much furniture yet, and just something inspired me. Well, I shouldn't say something, it was God-inspired. God inspired me to use this space for the sake of getting together with like minds, people of similar interests, to have gatherings, get-togethers. And I said, okay, well, how am I supposed to get this all together? And God said, well, just listen, pay attention to your guidance, and everything will come to you. So first I had to get chairs, okay, got the chairs. Then I had to get curtains. Boom, there are the curtains. Now, the only thing that I do use this for, aside from gatherings and the readings that I do privately, is that my clothes are in here. So I do get dressed in here, but you didn't need to know that information. So this is the cosmic changing room. Yeah. Well, you know, my linens are in there too. But as you can see, you know, again, this is spacious enough for at least, you know, 10 or a little bit more than 10. And I am opening this studio not just for, again, for my own use in terms of conducting my own events under North NYC Lightworkers LLC, but if you are a practitioner of sorts like Robert is, and I know that Jonathan does some work too, and if you don't feel like going all the way downtown, because there are beautiful places, don't get me wrong, the ARE, the Alignment Center, so many beautiful places are downtown in that area, which they have those kind of classes, spiritual classes, holistic classes, and so forth. But for those of us who live uptown or further, especially on a weekend, sometimes getting down to those places is more of a cumbersome experience than just getting there. So I thought, well, you know, it may not be like the ARE, and again, I'm not knocking any of those similar type of centers, but for convenience sake, because I know Marie's from the Bronx and Michelle's from the Bronx, you're from Rockland, Damon's from Yonkers, Westchester, and you're a multi-traveler anyway, so you don't even count. Not in that regard. So just to make it easier, just, you know, again, if you are inclined, as you can see, this is a nice space. If you are so inclined to have little get-togethers of your own, send me an email or give me a call, and we'll set something up for you. Okay, but this is actually the March 21st Enchanted Studios Spirit Gathering. Now, Spirit Gatherings, Jonathan, remember from before when we used to meet in Upper Manhattan at my friend Katie's, I did that as a way, again, to get together with like minds. And Katie has a very gorgeous place. I mean, it was very, you know, if you see her place, Jonathan has seen it. It looks like a mausoleum. It's like, oh my God, this place is so huge. But now I'm living a little bit further away from Katie now, so it's like, well, here you go. And Katie, if you're listening, I still love you. I'm going to come by and see you soon, so just for that sake. So anyhow, again, I thank you for coming today, and let's get a little familiar with one another. I guess there'll be just the six of us here today. If there are any late arrivals, all well. Starting with you, madame. Hi. Would you like to introduce yourself to our lovely little group today? Yes.
I just want to ask you a question. Uh-huh. I know the one we were over at the other space, we were sort of sitting in a circle, and I was wondering if there's you know, an advantage or a disadvantage to sitting like this.
I was thinking about it, but I'm not sure if there would be enough room to maneuver for a circle, because Katie has a larger space than here. This is a room. Katie had a much larger living space. If we could try to make it into a circle, we could, if that's what you're asking about. I did it this way because it's space for me. And also, you know, just like for a classroom type appearance, it doesn't mean it has to be this way all the time. You know, we can play around for future gatherings. We can see, you know, facing each other. If you want to face one another, that's entirely up to you. I did this just to explain that there is enough room for 6 to 10 people. You know, but like I said, Katie, you know, was a different situation. That was her living room. She had the couches and the chairs, and it was like in that formation. Here is a little bit different. Okay? Okay. Let's start with you. Would you like to introduce yourself? Hi, Marie. Well, Damon doesn't know you, and Jonathan doesn't know you, so.
Okay.
And you're from the Bronx, too?
Yeah, I'm from the
Bronx. What inspired you, besides, you know, Robert's beautiful invitation, I guess, what inspired you to come out today? Great. Terrific. Thank you. And young lady?
I'm Sal. I'm at Dana. But the third time we've seen each other.
Yes.
So I'm from the Bronx, so it's pretty cool to have a space in the Bronx for this. We're sitting with a train.
Yeah, especially on the weekends when it's like, you know, the trains have different schedules and it's like, and you're trying to get to a place in time here, it's very convenient. But you came from Co-op City, though, so how was, so your commute was pretty easy?
Yes, one bus.
Yes.
You know, easy ride.
Easy ride. Okay, well, thank you, Michelle, for coming. And young man.
My name is Robert Alvarez.
Robert.
I'm from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I am a psychic. I am a metaphysical teacher. I'm a Reiki master. I am here for a lot of reasons. In the short time that I've known you, I love your energy.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And I was more than happy to support this endeavor because I knew that it would be enchanted and divine.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly have no issue using the space for readings and classes, and I even talked to you about that.
Yes, you did.
And of course, the thing that makes me happy most of all is that I received advance notice about this.
Mm.
So I woke up well in advance.
Yes, I know the feeling.
So the fact that I knew about this like almost 2 months beforehand, I'm like, this is perfect. And you know, I've only been here like maybe an hour or two, whatever it is, but I love the energy here. And you know what, it's nice to be on the other side of the lectern as a nice change of pace for myself.
All right, so now you can relax. You don't have to. You're always relaxed, so.
No, right now, I'm relaxed.
Well, if you saw what I, you remember what I looked like. I was like, ah, okay, we gotta go to the store. Oh my God.
Yes, I remember.
So now I'm, yes, you were. So I'm a lot more calm than I was about 2 hours ago. So thank you, Robert. And hello there.
Hello, David.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. But I was told that for you, I just wanted to delve into the talents of becoming more of a human and sharing with other people. And I'm glad to be and glad that you invited me to learn about more.
Well, thank you, and thank you for coming too, because actually, when you called, I had missed your message. Well, I got your message, and I called you back, and I said, oh, well, you know, yeah, come and, you know, have a good time, so. You know, I have a feeling it's going to be a very enchanted experience, you know, just to put it mildly. When we all get together for the sake of raising our own vibrational energy, it's kind of like a tsunami effect, that wave that comes over everyone in terms of the positive energy and the love and the light. It's just so magnificent. It's very, very hypnotizing too, because we're among people that are sort of, you know, we're healers and helpers and in one way or another. But then to know that we're able to come here to get that boost, to get a little bit of force, so that we can go out to the world keeping that mindset that we're all in this together. And it doesn't make us any special. I mean, well, I guess it depends on where you're coming from. But it's all... You know, we're all messengers, we're all healers, we're all divine helpers in this. And knowing that we're here to support one another is also a great little incentive to come to places like this, just so that, you know, we're not alone in the grand scheme of things. So, thank you, Damon. And gentlemen, number three.
Gatherings a number of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I see myself as a light worker and a healer. And, you know, I wanted to be here today because I've got some very specific ideas about my spiritual life, my short-term and my long-term career, and the issue with soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really interesting to see, you know, what Spirit has to say about that stuff.
Okay. And you came from such a long trip. I bless you for the sacrifice that you made to come here today. That really means something, you know. I mean, I knew that you had a place in the city, too, so that's where I thought you were coming from. And when you told me Rockland, I said, wow, how long did it take for you to get here by way of the PATH and New Jersey Transit you take? 2 hours?
I can never get here from my house in 2 hours. No way.
Wow.
Best case scenario, if I was taking an express train, let's just say for argument's sake, I was taking an express train and I got, you know, a ride over the train,
mm-hmm.
just perfect timing. I would have had to leave my house at, let's say, well, about 15 minutes for the drive, 45 minutes for the train.
Wow.
That train would be another 15 minutes. That's an hour and 15. It would have taken at least an hour to take the two subways, unless I, you know, took the D train from Westport, but I also had to eat lunch.
That's important, too.
My house at 10:45.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me do the math.
Again, I bless you very much for your sacrifice and your diligence in coming here today. So, and for everyone, I thank you. So, well, let's get into the gathering end of it. And Jonathan, you're familiar with having attended one of the gatherings before, in which we do a meditation just to unwind and clear our minds. But before I even do that, this is spring. Spring is here. And it's so amazing that when I first moved here, I moved here actually before the first snowstorm in February. So that weekend before, because I think it snowed on a Tuesday. Yeah, and so I had moved just a couple of days before. So I was like, oh, thank you, God, I was able to get here in my own place. You know, I was snowbound, so to speak. And you should have seen I mean, this is a very nice view over here, but can you imagine with the snow and the amount that we accumulated? It was very, very nice. So that was the first snowstorm. Then we had the second one. And I felt that, wow, you know, we know spring is coming. We know that the equinox is just within days. But when you have so much snow, which thankfully didn't stay around too long, then, you know, it's like, this is it. This is a time for new beginnings. And I know that Robert especially is a tarot master, tarot teacher, that I usually connect the beginning of spring with the King of Aries. That was just based on my own teachings. And the reason why I want to come up with the King of Aries is that this is someone who is very positive for the most part, enthusiastic, take charge. So with this new season, this is like a take charge season. It's time for you to initiate new beginnings, new concepts, new ideas, so that we are all just with this new energy now, this new vibration, we can set out to be active. We don't have to sit around thinking about ideas anymore. Now it's time to take those ideas and put them into action, physical action, just like the staff or the rod that the King of Aries has. That's like physical movement and physical activity. So that's what we're really going to be talking about today, is manifesting or putting your ideas into physical action, making it become a manifested reality. Because now that we are up and around and, you know, doing what we could for the beginning of spring, this is really all about taking charge and knowing that you are the one who has control. Well, I shouldn't say not, okay, let me just rephrase that. We know that God is always in control, but in terms of what we're set out to do, we give away our power sometimes to circumstance. Like, oh, we don't have enough money. Oh, my job ties me up. Oh, you know, my place is, you know, my place isn't right, or, you know, I need to lose weight, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. Okay, stop the madness, okay? What we're going to be doing is setting the intentions for what we want to have and for what we want to attract. And we know it's all coming from a place of divine good. So I'm just going to go around the room once again and just ask, now that it's spring and that we're going to be becoming more empowered in our, you know, within our own selves, what is it that you want to attract and manifest? And what ideas do you have that you want to mold into a physical, tangible, real, substantial reality? If that's one way of putting it. I want to start with you, Robert.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was an increase in the number of, I'm going to say the right first time, a significant increase in the number of clients and students that I have. That was like the first thing that came to my mind.
And that's your intention. Now see yourself with that as a mold of, a lump of clay. And you've been playing around with this lump of clay for a while, but now it's starting to take shape. It's starting to become more defined. And you're going to see this advent or this coming of new clients and new business just picking up for you. You are fine-tuning that. You are giving it life. You are breathing life into your plans, into your ideas. So I don't want to do I'm getting ready to do readings right now, but it's too early for that yet because I'm already there. So like stop. Okay, so I want to do the meditation first. You see where I was going with this, right? Okay, thank you, God, but not... Okay, almost. We still have a couple of hours left. Michelle.
I have one kind of deeply personal that I don't want to say out loud, but something that's really close to my heart.
Okay.
That I would like to begin.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have other things also with my acting and also with my reading tarot cards, you know,
Right.
Getting more conflict,
Robin
was saying.
Mm-hmm.
More acting work. So there's three or four goals, which is,
I know,
a lot.
Okay. But you already see that those are ideas that you've been forming in your mind for a long time. So now, as I said before, with spring, it's like nothing's going to hold you back now.
Right.
You know, there's no excuse. So this is time to take charge and move forward. So good. Good. Hello. Okay.
I'm also very creative with the goals.
Mm.
And I would like to get my little business going.
All right. And you're going to do it too. So think positive. Jonathan?
Well, the three things that I mentioned before, you know, they're all in process.
Okay.
As far as you know, the spiritual is concerned, I think I'm clear on the path that I finally want to commit to, but I'm not crystal clear. I think I know the right way for me to move forward as a healer and a spiritual guide and teacher, but I'm not 100% sure. And with respect to love, I've reconnected with somebody that I've known for about 8 years, and although I think that it's right, I think that it's right now. Again, I'm not clear what God's will is for me in all three of these areas.
Okay, well, just leave it at that for now. You know, because I don't want you to give me too much information before we do the reading part a little bit later on. But yeah, I think I know what basically, because I was getting a vision. But you know, I'll tell you that when we do that a little bit later on. So okay, hold that intention. And Damon, hi.
A greater and close relationship.
Okay. That's it? All right. Divine love. Hey, just see that coming from within you, you know? That wellspring of divine love resonates here within. And then we'll definitely touch upon that a little bit later. So, anybody ready? Okay. Are we all ready for a little meditation right now? Do you guys feel comfortable sitting like back to back, or do you want to, you know, sit in a circle or anything? Because I know Jonathan was saying something. You're fine? Okay, thank you. All right. So if you have anything on your laps or holding on to, oh, and cell phones. I need to turn mine down, too. If you have cell phones, this would be a good opportunity to put it on vibrate or... Oh, you're so sweet. Now, when I do meditations, I'm going to leave the door open in case, I don't know if people are going to be coming late, so just bear with me for 1 second. I'm going to be back here. I can sit up in the front, but I feel more comfortable back here. If my voice starts to get lower or deeper, just whisper that I can't hear you, and then, but I'll be able to... Well, in the other room, there are two, like, they're armrests, but they're not. They're like portable pillows. If you wanna go grab one, yeah, be my guest. And we'll use this opportunity because I drink water like crazy. Unfortunately, you wanna try like laying over on that little makeshift window bench by over there? Anyone see if that's comfortable for you? Or, I mean, the floor is clean. I mean, I took care of that this morning, so. Or if you wanna, you know, lay on the floor, that's perfectly okay. Just don't fall asleep. All right.
You know what? No.
No. Okay. At least you tried. Okay, good. Because the cat does... And I was doing it very quickly, too. Okay, I'm going to turn this off. Oh, I wanted to stop this... the jazz music for now. Look at Jonathan. I'm going to put on some very relaxing meditation music that I prefer. Oh, and I just lost it. Oh, dear. I just had the podcast. Well, we'll use this opportunity. Excuse me for being a little bit scattered right now. I'm just going to plug this back in. Here we go. This is a guided meditation, by the way, so... Unfortunately, okay. Just give me a couple of seconds and we can begin with the divine meditation. I just want to be sure that the music is playing. Make yourselves comfortable by closing your eyes. Taking a deep, full, relaxing breath. making sure that you're, well, if you're sitting upright, that your feet are firmly planted on the floor, and just allow your body to relax. Allow your hands to drop at your sides, or just allowing your fingers and your wrists to be loose and limber. Beautiful. Any noises that might permeate within the room from the outside, just see them drifting into the air like little bubbles of light. Beautiful. Beautiful. We come here now in this beautiful place of peace, this enchanting divine room, coming together as one collective vibration. Knowing and understanding that we are all protected and guided this afternoon. Being open and receptive to the light, to the love, to joy, to peace, and to all divine blessings. Take a deep, full breath in through your nose, inhaling all that is pure, all that is holy, all that is life, all that is divine. Filling your lungs to capacity. And on the exhale, through your mouth, letting go, and letting go, releasing, giving it away to God, Spirit, to the angels. Letting go of any tension, any worries, any concerns, just let that go on the out-breath. And once more, breathing in deeply and fully, in through your nose, inhaling that radiant, vibrant light of divine energy, and seeing this coming through into your entire body. And on the out-breath, exhaling, release, letting go. Allowing your stomach to relax, your hips and your buttocks to relax. Allowing your forehead and jaw, the bottoms of your lips, your neck, and your shoulders. Relax. Letting go.
loosening any tension, seeing them all fall away. Knowing that you are complete. Knowing that you were divinely created in God's perfect image. And you are safe. And once more, breathing in deeply and fully. Breathing in the intention and the purpose of your life. The divine mission that's ahead for you. Breathing in clarity, understanding, and wisdom. And then breathe out. Allowing your solar plexus to fully relax. Your sacral chakra to fully relax. And now, seeing yourself, your body, your physical body, sitting in an upright position or laying on the floor. Feel yourself becoming more light, airy, letting it go of the physical weight of your body. You become more light and more transparent. You feel yourself on the verge of floating away from your physical body. And you are at peace, completely surrounded by the angels who help you to ascend upwards away from the physical body. And you're floating, actually floating now, higher and higher. And you see yourself in this room. But you are above your physical body. You see the chairs. You see the table. You see the windows, the doors. And everyone sitting in a beautiful state of higher consciousness. And you see yourself at the ceiling of this room, looking down of all there is within this room. Feeling ever so light and carefree to the point in which you feel you can fly heavenward, upwards, continuing to ascend even higher. And you see yourself now above this building. Looking around, you see the streets, the pedestrians walking about, the cars driving by. You see the buildings, the neighborhood, the sun shining brilliantly over this area. As you are floating higher and higher still, effortlessly, without any strain at all. You are managing to float higher upwards. Your view from above allows you to see the entire metropolitan area down below, as if you were looking at a geographic map of this location. And you see clouds now coming into view all around, white, fluffy, soft clouds looking like pillows supporting your angelic spirit body. You see the sun shining ever so brightly in the midst of the clouds surrounding you. The sky is a brilliant shade of blue. And there is an enormous sense of peace surrounding you, the stillness and the quiet all around. And continue to breathe. Breathe in the majestic appearance of what you are seeing at this moment. You feel as if you have wings on your back, allowing you to ascend even higher still, floating upwards. And you see yourself now rising above the clouds. There are streaks of sunlight all around, within this beautiful shade of blue sky. And you can breathe in this atmosphere. And you feel the radiance of the sun on your skin, holding you in its divine embrace. It feels as if you are in the grace of God itself. And you are even rising higher above the atmosphere. Higher still, until you reach a beautiful door. The door can be of any shape, any size, any design, any color that comes to you. And as you are approaching this door, floating ever so effortlessly, You reach the door, and you turn the knob. The knob is any shape, size, color, or substance that comes to you. You turn the door knob, and you enter inside upon opening this beautiful door. And you float right in. And on the other side of this beautiful door, what's coming into view appears what looks like a rack of clothing. Sorry. The clothing that appears before you are of different sizes, fabrics, colors. It's like your own costume line or clothing line, tailor-made specifically for you. And you approach this rack of clothing or costumes with a sense of awe and curiosity. And standing next to this clothing rack, the beautiful lioness angel, Ariel. Is right there to give you the courage and the strength for you to shed your old clothing, your old, worn, tattered clothing that you have been carrying on your back for so long that it no longer fits. Not because of size, because it's already worn, and it's time for you to select a new coat, a new jacket, because this is your time to wear the truth of who you are, your purpose, your divine mission, your true soul identity. The old coat, the old clothes are no longer purposeful. And Ariel says, that's because it's time for you to put on the new and different, and what's appropriate for you to wear soulfully in the days and the weeks and the months ahead. So see yourself now shedding the old coat or the old clothes . The old paradigm, the old beliefs, the old conditioning, the old worn-out limited thinking, and see yourself absolutely free from the clothes you have now shed. And seeing the old coat, the old clothes, laying at the floor by your feet. And Ariel comes and takes these clothes away, far away, out of your view. And she encourages you to choose the new clothes perfectly made for your divine purpose of who you truly are, what you are meant to do in this life, your true purpose, what you see yourself doing with your ideas, the shift, the transitioning that's taking place within you and all around you. And this requires a change of appearance. So for the next few minutes, allow yourself to try on different pieces of new clothes and seeing yourself in what situations in your life would perfectly fit these new clothes that you are wearing. From head to toe, inside and outside. And Ariel says, there's no need to fear of trying something new. Be like the lion and have the strength from within to use your courage and fortitude and diligence. To be all that you are. To simply be. And remember to breathe. You may be visited by spirit entities who are with you to create this new sense of self, inspiring and motivating you to adapt to these new changes with these new clothes. New ideas, new beliefs, a whole new paradigm, tailor-made just for you. There's also, near the coat rack or clothing rack, a full-length mirror. And the reflection of the mirror changes in terms of the background, depending upon the clothes that you are now wearing. New clothes of prosperity. Clothes of a new job. Clothes of a new living situation. Clothes of new or improved health. And you see how the background within the reflection alters and changes with this new identity. Spirit is saying that you look absolutely divine as yourself, and encourages you to be proud of who you've become. And joining us is the Archangel Michael, who gives you his beautiful approval for your new look, your new appearance. Michael's encouraging you to step inside the mirror. Yes, you can. Stepping inside the mirror allows you to see yourself in any situation with your new clothes. Seeing how it feels, how you look, having all of the divine, prosperous gifts of God coming towards you in any given situation, whether it's love, finances, peace, joy, deeper understanding. Your new clothes propels your soul into the far reaches of the divine. Whatever situation comes to mind, see yourself in it, happy, creative, successful, overjoyed, on the other side of the mirror. You need not struggle any longer. You need not to work so hard to obtain so much, because the new clothes make it easy, effortless, for you to claim what's already divinely yours. And breathe. Breathe in that truth. Breathe in the truth. Beautiful. Allow yourself to relax and be at peace. You are successful. You are joy. You are love. You are peace. You are magnificence. Stronger, more active, and more willing to claim the very best God intends for you. And now you must come back to the other side of the mirror, joined again by the presence of the angels, the archangels, particularly Ariel and Michael, spirit guides and divine helpers. As you step back onto the other side of the mirror, the old clothes are long gone, no longer to be seen. You are carrying your new clothes with you. You are wearing your new clothes of divine truth right now, at this moment. You have received a beautiful soul makeover. And you are light radiating from within with your new coat, your new clothes. Ariel hugs you in her beautiful embrace. And she is so happy for you. She says that you look radiant as you are. And she gives you a box from her hands to yours. It's your own personal gift from Spirit. And Michael steps forward. And he also gives you another box for you to take. And when you look at the contents of both boxes, what's inside is purely just for you. Whatever comes to mind, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're sensing, are within those boxes from Ariel and Michael. And we thank them for their presence. But we must be returning back to our physical bodies. And as we see Ariel and Michael ascending even higher, we start to float away, away from the rack of clothing, going back through the door from which we entered, and we close the door. And now we are back high above the clouds, seeing the sun in its magnificent glory, shining brilliantly all around in the atmosphere. The blue skies, as far as the eye can see. And now we are descending downward, down, down, back through into the clouds, the white, fluffy clouds. Be sure to breathe. And descend even lower still, down, down, down to the earth below. Mother Earth is ready to accept us and to take us back into our bodies. Downward. Downward. We see the formation of this area coming into view. The rooftops of buildings below the streets coming into view, down and down until you are floating just above the rooftop of this building. Down, down, down. And this apartment comes into view. You are still floating just a little bit more. Down, down, until you are in this room. And you see the chairs. And you see the six of us sitting in our chairs or laying on the floor. The tables. And now you see yourself quietly connecting with your physical body. Feel the sensation returning to your toes, your feet, your ankles and legs. Feel the sensation now returning to your knees, your thighs, your hips, upwards towards your waist and stomach. Feel the sensation now returning to your chest and your arms, your hands and your fingers, allowing these areas to move ever so slightly. Your shoulders, your neck, your face and your jaw, and your forehead, allowing the sensation to return. And whenever you're ready, you have now connected with your body completely. And you may open your eyes and allow your body to move at any time. You're welcome. Are we all back here? Ever so slowly. Hello, hello. Are we all back? I think Jonathan's being entertained by Maggie. She's friendly, but she's a little cranky. She's over 20 years old. So she can be friendly. Then she's like, get away. Yeah, I just want to give you a heads up. I mean, for the most part, she's pretty friendly, but, you know, you have to catch her at the right time, or she's like, get away from me. Okay, everyone, welcome back to the room. Now that we're all connected, I hope that it was a very purposeful meditation, just getting what came to mind. And I couldn't tell if anybody was snoring, but I got a sense of deep breathing, so I just went ahead with it. So I'm not going to name any names, but that's how it is sometimes when you meditate like that. So does anybody want to share any thoughts or anything that came to mind during their experience? I knew you were going to do that.
to say this guided meditation was beyond beautiful is an understatement.
Thank you.
I know that I was not smart. Deep breathing.
But did you laugh or something?
I did.
Okay.
Because I have a deep affinity with Archangel Ariel.
Yes.
And I know that I'm not the only one in this room that does as well. And I've been actively working with Archangel Michael out of St. Michael for more than a year.
Good.
And I associate both of them with Sunday and the sun.
Sunday, yes.
Mm-hmm. What came to me was I have a new lady student as of this coming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been at least a year since I've had a Reiki student.
Oh.
And I had some nervousness and trepidation, like, am I going to do this the right way? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be able to take care of her? Like, she it happens to be a woman that, like, she needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through the meditation that I realized that all of that stuff just dissolved.
Mm.
It was seamless. Like, it was like a thread and a thread and a thread. She used a clothing wrap analogy.
Right. Just seeing that just, you know, fall away, the old clothing of fear or any type of apprehension that you might have had about, you know.
And even insecurity. And
yes.
Like, oh, I'm a Reiki master teacher, so I know how to train somebody to be a Reiki practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
But it had been a while, and it was just, it's gone. And now when I see her in 3 days, I'm going to be even more radiant than I planned on being.
Good for you. Wow. You know, that was one of the things I was getting before. It's like when we're walking around, you know, with spring being here, we're letting go of the old coats, the winter coats, the hats and everything, you know, just letting that go into the closet. So I was figuring, as an analogy, just releasing any type of fears or old beliefs, just letting it fall away like we don't need it anymore. It's a new season. We can wear something loose and lighter and more fitting to, you know, our own divine plan and purpose. So... that's great. Thank you.
We only have a few hours left. I have to reiterate that this was beyond
beautiful. Aww. And you're very welcome, and thank you, and thanking Spirit, more importantly, for that presence. Okay. Oh, I was hoping I did, too. Sometimes I forget, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, this is not just me. Thank you. Anybody else? Don't be shy. It's just... you know, there's a whole crowd of people here, so. You want to be next?
The thing about the clothing
mm-hmm.
I really liked was that I have, for me personally, I feel like I have a lot of different, I wear a lot of different hats.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went for Brack, there were specifically 4 different clothes. And it was kind of like I tried on dress and outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Outfit was me. And at the end, they all just merged.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, it's all me.
Yes.
Trying to separate everything. You know, Michelle's this, Michelle's that. No, they're all me.
Wow.
So that really just kind of like, yeah.
That was your divine truth, that it's
yes.
you. Being yes. comfortable
yes.
with who you are.
Yes.
Wow, that's good. As a validation of you don't have to be something for somebody else or being something for whatever situation. As long as you intend to be yourself,
mm-hmm.
your true self at all times, then that's basically the best message that you can ever get. So, oh well, bless you. Thank you for sharing. Hi. She's like, what's going on in here? Oh, you didn't pee on the rug, did you? Oh, why'd you do that? Because you're not supposed to do that. It's going to stink up the whole house now.
Let's consider that a blessing.
Yeah, you know what a litter box is? I'll take care of that with a little baking soda later. Anyway, anybody next who wants to share any thoughts? Wow. Well, thank you. That's what meditation is for, just to give you a sense of peace and everything else in the grand scheme of things. You're looking like you're about to say something very profound, or no?
I got to see one color, and I see a multiple color.
Oh, wow.
In addition to going through the stages of rising, and the clothing change.
Mm-hmm.
Just new color, so I appreciate that.
Wow. Oh, wow. So you know that means, like, you know, green is the sign of prosperity and also for new beginnings, too. With spring, you'll see more green grass, green leaves, green everything. So it's like a new, it's like a surgence of this new energy kind of like bubbling up from within. So that was kind of like a big time confirmation that you're definitely on your way. You're on a chosen path. So you don't need to be You don't need to see yourself restricted anymore. It's kind of like the sky is the limit. And not even the limit. It's like beyond that. So
we were there. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, this will be a good opportunity before I give the little mini readings a chance for, you know, if you want to get some water or use the facility, check out what Maggie did to my rug. So we'll take a little break for about maybe 10 minutes or so. Okay. Oh, because I see this little spot on the floor. Maggie! Well, why'd you do that? Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I should pause this.